fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 25th day of June, year of our Lord 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that I wouldn't be surprised if the state of California made illegal to say in public. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. If you want to volunteer one morning or several mornings, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line. Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, the expanded prepper tip begins with inventory your library. Your library may be the ticket to life in the future. Fill in any empty spaces. My library is hundreds of volumes, and I've yet to get the Dewey Decimal System to organize it, but that will be done in the not-too-distant future. Moving on from there, we're no longer projecting delivery dates for Berkey water filters. Everybody wants one at the same time. I got a note from them, my distributor, that they're still accepting orders, so am I. And if you want to get in line with everybody else, you're welcome to. doTERRA does have OnGuard in stock, ready for immediate shipment, duplicating the thieves' oil used to protect people from bubonic plague. This week's first hours on Thursdays, we visit with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We have 2 of his websites linked on my website under the COVID-19 updates, his OxySilver website and his Healthy World website. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, JR.
Well, sir, as we said privately a moment ago, the world is more bizarre with each succeeding week, isn't it, sir?
Oh, my goodness. It's just like, oh, I shudder when I turn on the news, but I have to as a journalist, you know?
Well, I understand. I was visiting with a business owner in my community last week, and he says, John, I've learned how to determine who the liberals are that walk in the door of my premises. I said, well, how's that, sir? He says, they're wearing masks.
Right.
I thought that's very insightful. Now, in Missouri, we have freedom. Almost nobody wears a mask unless they're mandated to. But apparently the ones that do are the liberals. And in my county, doctor, there's not a single Democrat office holder, elected official of any kind anywhere at the lowest level, not even the dog catcher. So being so few liberals and the fact that they do wear a mask, we can easily pick them out of a crowd. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I thought about that idea a long time ago, that you could actually make a mask and a screen print on top of it, Democrat.
Absolutely. Well, I've had, well, since I mentioned this, several friends have told me they've come to the same conclusion, independent of what I determined on my own. Well, part of our American culture is we all like to be amateur psychologists and try to figure out stuff like that. So I want to pick your brain for just a moment, sir. Why is it that the liberals are wearing these masks and conservatives are not, if you have any idea?
Yeah, well, it's conditioning, it's social engineering, and it's an ideology that has been ingrained in them with some core beliefs, which are false, such as the false belief that the Democrats are more in favor as liberals for the racial issues and are more inclined to legislate on behalf of the middle class or the impoverished classes. So I think that it's that level of psyops and social engineering that people have bought into that have made them Democrats. And, you know, I can completely appreciate it, because as a humanitarian, I've had to look, and as a behavioral scientist, I've had to look at what would motivate these kinds of core beliefs. And the fundamental sad and sick reality, John, and I see this worldwide, I see it with every genocide, particularly against Native people of all populations, whereby the people are susceptible because they're loving children of God. They have love in their hearts, and they can't conceive of evil, or at least they have a susceptibility to be manipulated by evil without actually realizing it. And so that's a very human trait that the Creator has instilled in our hearts. And it's like with Maslow's hierarchy of human needs, we need each other as brothers and sisters in a community, and love and belonging in a community or family or extended family, at least, is what's vital. Now, trust. Now, there goes to the number one issue that we're all being tested with right now. Trust. Trust in who? Trust in what? Faith in who? Faith in what? You know, so you got to have faith in the Creator, number one, and everything that we're witnessing is a test of faith, for sure. But the reality is that who do we trust? Democrats? Democrats who speak one thing and then do something else? You know, so this is where the susceptibility of humanity as loving beings, instilled with that love in our hearts, to have faith and trust and be engaged in extended family or family. This is where the core of the arrow, you know, the point of the arrow just goes right into your heart, and it is what has been manipulated. And of course, fear, you know, the fear of your demise. You know, I'm working on an essay right now that, you know, what the heck are we so afraid of dying for? I mean, this is ridiculous. You know, if people enjoy sleep, I know I like sleep. Well, how about long-term sleep? I mean, that's the worst case scenario here. But yet now they've threatened us and our lives with viruses and emerging diseases, and we need ventilators, and we need to wear masks, and we can't even look each other at all in a full face and get what communication and community and communion is about. It's about being able to look at somebody's face. You see, faceless people are really evil. And now we're looking at virtually, you know, mobs wearing face masks, committing crimes, arson, murders. And what does that tell you? And what does it say to you that we can't even now recognize that when communication is about 65% body language, and facial expressions tell you far more than words about where the person's meaning is. Well, gee whiz, now you see what they've done is they have utilized this fear of dying, of threat, of failed love and belonging and family, extended family, society, social distancing. We've got to now separate each other from each other. And as a result of that, we're fearful of each other instead of being in love with each other. And so this is the fundamental problem as I see it, John.
Hello, doctor.
Yeah, John, were you able to hear me on that one?
Fine, yeah. You stopped in the middle of a sentence there.
That's basically it, you know. That's where my understanding as a behavioral science expert, and, you know, I say that, you know, I studied with some of the most incredibly wonderful people. When I was at Harvard, there's geniuses there, and of course there's crime ongoing there, under the guise of academia and academic tracking, and I understand that. But when you start to really study, and one of our latest books, our actually latest book, is called The Ayahuasca Death Cult. Ayahuasca Death Cult is the name of the book. And the editor's version is online at healthyworldstore.com. And when you read that book, it's about 640 pages, really great research that Sherry Kane and I did that goes into detail about what the agenda is for religion and beliefs. And the New World Order and the New World Religion is all about drugs, and it's all about injecting microchips to basically create transhumans, basically combinations of robots and humans that neuroscience at MIT Media Labs and Harvard and Stanford have been at the forefront, along with, incredibly, Johns Hopkins giving us all this false data. And the whole psyops regarding coronavirus is outcoming from Johns Hopkins, which is one of the leaders in looking at brain neurology and how to grow new brain cells under the influence of hallucinogenic drugs. And I kid you not, you can't make this stuff up. So that's what the book, The Ayahuasca Death Cult, is about. And shockingly, you asked it to be, actually, before we started on the air today, you asked me what am I looking at? What's new on my horizon? And I'm looking at John Roberts, the U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice, having committed the, really, in my opinion, it's an organized crime of blocking the executive branch from doing its job. So undermining Trump. But it goes right to this issue of drugs. John Roberts was the voice for the Supreme Court of the United States in enabling, aiding and abetting the ayahuasca, DMT, dimethyltryptamine hallucinogenic drug cult to advance. And he joins J. Michael Seabright, the Chief Justice of the Hawaii District Court, federal court in Hawaii, for aiding and abetting by willful blindness and actually complicity, the lead kingpin of that whole enterprise, that drug enterprise. And this has been skyrocketing throughout North America, both in Canada, is this new religion that they've got. They claim it was a religion that started in the 1990s. That's hogwash. This was a CIA operation, and the whole book of the Ayahuasca Death Cult goes into the origins of this, that the Supreme Court of the United States, John Roberts and J. Michael Seabright, when it was Roberts who gave permission to the Bronfman crime family. Jeffrey Bronfman is the church leader in the United States. And it was John Roberts who, the news came out that John Roberts was on the flight manifesto of the Lolita Express, Epstein's plane. And it was then supposedly debunked by Alan Duke, who was from CNN, spent, I think, 25 years, a quarter century being a propagandist for CNN, fake news media. And Alan Duke came out with, you know, the skeptics' version that it was all fake news, that John Roberts is a great guy. He was never with Epstein. It was hogwash, because it's actually, you can see John Roberts' name is on the flight manifest, and the pilot placed it there twice, so he was on it on the plane twice. And the fact that he's circulating in that crowd then brings me into my area of concern, personal concern, because they literally stole my 27-acre estate. It was actually a spiritual retreat center where we had advanced the International Institute for Native and Natural Healing on the Big Island of Hawaii. And so I lived there, and I suffered there under this duress of the mob. And the chief kingpin of the mob, the drug mob, growing the dimethyltryptamine hallucinogenic drug on the Big Island, his name is Paul J. Sulla, S-U-L-L-A, Sulla Jr. He's been indicted on two counts of forgery on our property, forged mortgage, forged notes. But he did it not just with me, he did it for dozens of people. And engaged currently in child pornography because his son was indicted a couple months earlier on that charge. And there's been rumors of not just murders, but also sex trafficking. And now, incredibly, my case, literally, where I went into courts for 15 years, I've been engaged in litigation, state and federal, and that the chief judge under Judge J. Michael Seabright on the Big Island, his name is Watson, basically aided and abetted, just like Seabright, the silencing and the concealment of Mr. Sulla, who has six links to the Central Intelligence Agency, and Mr. Sulla having also forged documents to deprive 80 families of low-income housing that was granted by the county, and then under the county's jurisdiction forged documents to basically deprive all those families, just like he did us, our property, and that J. Michael Seabright was literally turned a blind eye to the fact that Mr. Sulla was supplying the Bronfman crime family, which John Roberts, had granted the authority to supposedly import from Brazil this drug. Now, the drug itself is the future of religion. That's the agenda. Just like today they have this COVID-19 to subvert the economy, to subvert all of the political and the social mores, to bring in this new world order imposition, a virtual enslavement of humanity, and that just like they have drugs and vaccines as their principal commercial enterprise. You see, that's, you know, not just biblical, but it's actually now legislated because of John Roberts. And if you don't know the Bronfman crime family and the extent of their influence, all you have to do, going back to the Democratic Party, the number one financier of the Democratic Party runs the ICA company. Barry Diller is his name. And who did Barry Diller bring on to run his company? None other than Chelsea Clinton.
Right.
And none other than Edgar Bronfman, which is the principal heir of the Bronfman racketeering enterprise from Canada. They bootlegged back in the 20s, the roaring 20s. They supplied Las Vegas. They supplied New York. They supplied Boston. And they partnered with the Vanderbilt family, whose railroads brought the liquor across the border and distributed it across the United States, along with the Rockefellers' oil and gasoline. So this is the cartel. This is now the deep state. Barry Diller is the number one Democratic Party financier. Look it up. And the reality is, this is the organization that,
hold that thought, doctor,
brings on a new world religion.
Hold that thought. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of June. My grandson's football team, high school football team, is raising money to get the equipment they need to be safe on the field. They're selling high-quality 1,800 thread count sheets. I've got mine. They're beautiful, luxurious, great pricing, 18 different colors. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. We got two of his websites linked over COVID-19, Oxy Silver, and Healthy World. Doctor, we got our first caller on hold here. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Ms. Dr. Horowitz. I have a question. This is concerning the something about the manipulation of the public. It has to do with the death of George Floyd. Now, here is something that I texted to a friend about what it sounds like is going on. Let me read it to you. Everyone is talking about racism and racist belief and racial injustice and living in peace, harmony, and tolerance. It's a bandwagon. What they should be doing is taking a critical look at the event itself. And though I don't question that George Floyd should get justice, I do question just who he should ultimately get justice from. The reason is, even though the story being put out about it seems plausible at first, closer inspection, there is more about the event than appears to be at first glance. In fact, it may be a setup designed to provoke civil unrest in order to discredit local police, discredit the president's leadership in order to bring it down, and lead to a situation of chaos, which could be exploited by for a sinister and nefarious agenda. Don't think I'm crazy. I just want us to think soberly and not allow outrage, hysteria to hoodwink and blind us to the truth.
Hello?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. John,
and also,
let the doctor respond, John, before you say anything else.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm in agreement. It's a red herring. The whole thing, the whole operation is a psyops, a social engineering to create chaos, to bring in martial law, and actually, in my opinion, I believe that they're heading towards another revolution in the streets, and I believe that, you know, we'll have just horrible amounts of death as a result of this. But that's what they're planning to do, to bring in this new world order operation and imposition. In terms of undermining Trump, I see that too. I think that the challenge that I have is to figure out whether or not Trump, who is the only, in my opinion, party that one would want to elect, but even having given that statement out and my support for his election, I can't right now, given the evidence, say that he's not controlled opposition. And I say that for two primary reasons. Number one is, when you look at the Democratic Party, and the deep state behind it brought Trump in. According to John Podesta's email leaked by WikiLeaks, and that where they were looking for a Pied Piper candidate in 2015, and they manipulated his nomination as a Republican to take him out, supposedly. But he didn't get taken out, obviously. And it was a surprise to everyone, including yours truly, that he won. Now what's happened since? It appears, and we can presume by the appearance of the facts, that they didn't expect him to win. And subsequently, now the second point that I'm raising is the fact that he seems to be completely gutless when he hires people like the deep state's number one genocidalist, Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, to direct the entire White House and the United States government in this imposition called COVID-19. Now, Tucker Carlson, who I've been picking apart the hypocrisy in Fox News, which is my preferred network, because the other ones are so outrageously just insane and such propaganda that I can't even bear to watch it for more than a couple minutes before I get nauseous. So I actually prefer Fox News. But the hypocrisy on that network is glaring. The other day, for the first time, Tucker Carlson actually came out and lambasted all the Republicans and basically the president as well, and actually stated what I'm saying now. Anthony Fauci runs the United States government. Now, how is that possible, that this virtual Joseph Goebbels character, and that's all he is? I've been exposing Anthony Fauci since I exposed Dr. Robert Gallo at the 11th International Conference on AIDS in Vancouver, and millions of people have viewed me challenging Gallo on the origin of HIV/AIDS. Fauci is totally in bed with that deep state drug cartel bioterrorism enterprise. They create the viruses. They created Ebola. They created HIV/AIDS, and now they created COVID-19.
Okay, we have a 5 in the hour break. John, you still got some more comments?
Has he seen, or no question. Joel Gilbert.
We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We've got a lot there, things that will educate you, inform you, entertain you, maybe even make you sad or upset. It's particularly important that you read up on the Communist Agenda Exposed. The interviews with the KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov are very important. What he was saying in the 1980s is now coming to reality. It really is. Also, my website, if you have sleep issues, if you have arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. I use mine every night. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I wake up pain-free in the morning. You can also, if you have an energy cleaner and a mattress pad to go with it, check out the details at my website. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. I do take PayPal. Why do I like PayPal so much? Well, here's why. You're not giving up your credit card information. That's the most secure way to make any purchase online. Of course, we take MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check. My address is right there. I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Two of his websites are linked at my website, Oxy Silver and Healthy World. And John, you got a follow-up comment here, sir?
Yes. Do you know of the Joel Gilbert? Let me get there. Do you know about the Joel Gilbert investigation into the Trayvon Martin killing? Yeah.
No, you're going to have to fill me in. I've heard of it, but I haven't investigated it.
Somebody posted it up on I don't know if it was on Vivo or YouTube. It was. I watched it, and it seems to be that we've been misled in a similar kind of way about it. In fact, it looks like I don't know if it was a psyop in itself, but it was exploited by those in power to manipulate the public into Black Lives Matter. That's what, wasn't it Trayvon Martin's death that inspired it to provoke the formation of the Black Lives Matter movement?
You know, you're talking about spin, the mainstream media spin for damage control. So whatever happens, their intelligence services for national security, which is basically deep state protection, it's a protection racket. They'll spin and manipulate every type of situation in order to bring it back online. And so, yes, I mean, I'm in agreement that the entire racial and social disruption and discord has been manipulated for a greater purpose. And what I'm saying is that where the rubber meets the road is in the justice system, is in the courts. The judges being corrupt and the public corruption having reached every level of the judiciary is the critical matter. Because again, when you start to think about righteousness, God's law versus man's law, and you know, you're engaged in righteousness, living correctly, or living as a criminal or an outlaw, and that's unrighteous. And that's basically, now you've got John Roberts, for example, who basically ruled as the voice of the Supreme Court against the DACA program, which basically secures the border against immigrants. And we're witnessing the same operation, deep state operation, that was the first to oppose President Trump's border security measures in Hawaii. And it's not a coincidence, or serendipity that you had Judge Watson rule against Trump in the same matter, whereby they're permitting this drug trafficking. When you think about the opium emergency, for example, all the suicides, the manipulations of the populations through this drug cartel, they're engaged not just in drugs, they're engaged in child sex trafficking, organ harvesting. These are the big money and big commercial operations, the black markets today. And when you think about that, you're not just talking about Mexico. They're, you know, all the media has you look at Mexico, look at Mexico, look at Mexico, look at the border, look at the cartels down in South America coming across the Mexican border. That's where the wall's got to go up. Well, it's a magician's sleight of hand. When they show you Mexico, what you're not looking at is Hawaii. And Hawaii has always been, for more than a century, the principal entry port for all of the Afghanistan opium. The China wars were fought over opium and the poisoning of the Chinese population by the Brits, the old money. And this is who set up what's called the Boston Brahmin. England, the royal family, the House of Windsor, the Rothschild financiers of the royal family. All of this, then, of course, Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan, and the Chase, all of this evolved out of the big investments of the European banking family into the Boston Brahmin, which was the people that sent the missionaries, oh, good Christians, to Hawaii to do what? Conduct the genocide. Now, you take a look at Black Lives Matter today, you look at the racial discord and civil unrest and all of what's happening, but you don't hear one word about what's going on in Hawaii. They've had genocide against the Hawaiian people. You have President Clinton, past President Clinton, apologize for stealing their land and putting the queen in a sovereign kingdom in jail in her own estate. But you don't hear one word about it. Or another example is how the chief of police of metropolitan Honolulu, over 1 million people living in a major city, he gets indicted, and his wife is the prosecutor for the state of Hawaii, gets indicted for defrauding a 90-some-odd-year-old grandma. And basically, you don't hear one word about it on the news media. Why? Because Hawaii is virtually your sister organization for the deep state's intelligence. You've got Booz Allen Hamilton, where Edward Snowden released the WikiLeaks and all of the intelligence that we received about surveillance over the public coming from Booz Allen Hamilton. That's the sister organization for Langley. That's the CIA operation. Now, why are they positioned there in this most powerful military position outpost in the middle of the Pacific, where the Pacific Fleet is there? And they stole Hawaii, and they can basically, now they decimated. It's not just the black population that's been decimated, that's been disproportionately jailed and diseased. Look at the Hawaiian natives, and not one word about that is being taught. So it's all hypocrisy. And where the rubber meets the road is by the establishment of the courts, the public corruption in the court systems. And the two judges that's on my radar screen right now is John Roberts, because he gave Bronfman the go-ahead. He blocked the United States Food and the Drug Administration. He blocked the Homeland Security to permit Edgar Bronfman's cousin, Jeffrey Bronfman, who runs this religion. This is, make no mistake about this, this is what Johns Hopkins is up to. It's not just about COVID-19. It's about getting vaccinated with a microchip. Or right now in South Florida, they're voting on permitting what Bill Gates released in a TED conference, a vial of mosquitoes, genetically engineered mosquitoes produced by Oxitec, which is a for-profit enterprise that came out of Oxford University. The main money from academia goes ultimately into patenting and privatizing the commercial enterprises that they've spun off now for their New World Order agenda, which is they now have mosquitoes, just like the vaccine that they're promising, that Anthony Fauci is partnered with Bill Gates in the, I think it's a Modesta company. It's out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. And that this company has produced an mRNA vaccine. It's the principal vaccine that they're saying that we have to survive and get back into economic operation. They're saying that this is what's necessary. Meanwhile, when you look at what this is, it does the same thing that the mosquito does. It injects into the human body the mRNA, which causes the DNA, a genetic change. In other words, what they're intending to do, whether you get injected with a vaccine from the public health department or whether you get bitten by a mosquito now in South Florida, that what they're doing is they're injecting into the human bloodstream information, intelligence, genetic genes that will cause the human being to become a genetically modified organism. We, the people, a GMO. That's the big operation. And it deals with drugs, it deals with vaccines, it deals with the most advanced neuroscience from Harvard and MIT Media Labs, financed by Jeffrey Epstein and the pedophiles. This is a cult. And John Roberts' name is on the Lolita Express. And J. Michael Seabright, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Hawaii, the District Court of Hawaii, with his entire band of criminal judges, Watson and Kobayashi, all of these people have been engaged in aiding and abetting the distribution of dimethyltryptamine and the drugs from Hawaii to the United States to take over the people's minds, as literally, that's exactly what, when you see the results of the people who have taken dimethyltryptamine, it's like the new designer LSD. It causes a major shift in the brain, and their eyes don't even look the same anymore. This is a zombie type of cult. It's a demonic cult, make no mistake about it. And this is what's permitted, where the rubber is meeting the road, is in the judicial system, and we're not hearing enough news. We're not having an FBI capable of investigating this because they're being controlled by the CIA and the deep state. And in fact, it goes to the heart of all of the issues, such as including the whole Burisma operation, because when you look at the chief supplier of this drug, Paul J. Sulla Jr., what he ended up doing was screwing, literally stealing, a 750-acre estate, and he basically undermined the chief competitors to Burisma. So if you look at Biden and the connections to Burisma and the Ukraine, what happened in Hawaii was really where the action was, and it shows you the depth of the disgusting pollution tainting of the Democratic Party, because Hawaii is completely Democratic run. There's no Republicans doing anything in Hawaii. And the fact is that when Sulla, under the county's jurisdiction, forged documents to steal a whole operation, a whole planned development, 750 acres, the most posh development on the Big Island of Hawaii, it was financed by the chief competitors to Burisma. So what they did was the deep state Democrats, Sulla, stole their 758-acre project basically by forgery. Did the same thing he did to us over and over again. He that's his modus operandi. That's his game plan. He's an expert. And he's got six connections to CIA. He's deeply connected to deep state. This is the operation that the judicial system is permitting, and this is what's tearing apart America. Where the rubber meets the road is in the courts, and the fact that we have these corrupt justices is absolutely the source of all of the problems. Whether it's healthcare, whether it's defense, whether it's whatever, where the rubber meets the road is you've got to legislate according to righteousness. You've got to have God's law first. And instead of that, we have total chaos and disruption.
All right. Anything else, John?
Are you still at Tetrahedron? Is that still your email?
Actually, that may work. I'll give you its best email is editor@medicalveritas.org.
Editor.
Yeah, editor.
Medical.
Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S. That means medicaltruth.org.
Medicalveritas.org.
And medicalveritas.org is also a great website, you know, for intelligence on all of the bio technologies that we're talking about.
Okay, that's all.
Okay, John, thank you for the call. Well, Doctor, I get notes from my listeners. They're always looking forward to this hour every week when you come on and give us your discourse. You know, you and I are part of the alternative media, and there's growing concern among those of us in the alternative media that what we're experiencing right now is just the beginning of something that will get far, far worse in the next 6 to 12 months at the latest.
Yeah, that's why we're working, isn't it, John? I mean, we're trying to do our due diligence and trying to keep up with an overwhelming amount of news on all fronts. They, you know, the CIA has over 10,000 agents you know, and they're working every single issue. And the confusion is planned. It's a whole administration of how do you confuse the population and keep people, you know, in the dark about these issues. And that's a fascist imposition. That's where, you know, we have now lost and we've got to recover as a general. I mean, you obviously have it. I obviously have it. Many of your listeners obviously are awake, but the masses need to be brought to speed. And that's a big challenge as an independent.
It is. Hold that thought, Doctor. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 25th of June. Well, Doctor, this hour has flown by. We've got about three and a half minutes here to get out whatever you need to this week.
Well, thank you, John. I just would encourage people, if they want to, you know, keep up with my work and my publications, I try to get out an article at least once every 2 weeks. They can sign up for our free newsletter at healthyworldstore.com. And I appreciate you linking to the store from your website, John. That's really very helpful. I think the fundamental bottom line is that, yes, indeed, we've engaged this brave new world, and this kind of 1984 Big Brother is like Bill Gates and his puppets are Anthony Fauci, et cetera. And we've got to come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her plagues and insanity and hypocrisy. So it's really the same old message that Jesus was giving, and it's actually a fulfillment of prophecy and the ministry that Yeshua, Jesus, had declared. It's all about love, and it's all about getting back to the decency and the righteousness and the faith that we have in there being a creator and there being extended domains, levels of reality, levels of perception that the angels operate in. And I think that that's where now the awakening, you know, the mass awakening that we just talked about briefly before the break, we've got to get the mass awakening, at least 144,000 humble servants of the Creator, to awaken to the point where we can deliver a couple million survivors. But I think that, unfortunately, a lot of ignorant people are going to die, because ignorance is not no longer bliss. It's deadly. And I think now where the rubber meets the road is in the courts. They've legislated these impositions, and they've diminished the Constitution. And that's, I think, all of us need to vote for restoring every aspect of the Constitution. I believe it was a very special, sacred document, and the laws therein reflect the Creator's laws. And that's the end result. We need to have civilization grasp the righteousness of the Creator, the laws of physics. Musical mathematics depends on this whole administration of creation. It's all about math. Math never lies. Human beings lie. Satan lies. Manipulators lie. And that's unfortunately very influential to the mass mind. And I think people have to come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her plagues, said Jesus. You know, so this is basically where we're at, John.
All right. Well, thank you, Doctor. We will keep plugging away, and we will continue to be the watchman on the wall, won't we, sir?
Hallelujah. Praise the Creator for people like you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Thursday. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye, John.
Okay. Well, in a few minutes, we'll have the top of the hour break. We'll have Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show Economic Advisor. Lots of rumors flying about the economy. We will get down to what's really going on. Stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.